Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard some of, I heard a couple of testimonies, I believe Sister Christina and Sister Brooke saying people trying to make them doubt their gods. Amen. I know what the song writer said. All I have to do is look back to all that God has done for me. And I know that no man could have done what God has done. Amen. So don't allow anyone to cause you to lose your confidence in God. Amen. Could you put the message up, the title of the message up? We'll put it up early today. And then we will go over the scripture because, you know, as I was preparing, this thought just out of nowhere, it just flashed in my mind. So I said, okay, Lord, speak. And then not only did the Lord speak, but he also put the scriptures together so I know it was God. So I know that God has a message for someone today. Amen. So the scripture said we ought to have an ear to hear, not what the pastor says, not what the preacher says, but an ear to hear what the Spirit says to the church. Amen. So our message today is a flashback from eternity. A flashback from eternity. Amen. We'll go over that a little more in depth, but as I was just thinking and meditating this morning, the thought came to mind that salvation should be a treasure. Salvation should be a treasure. When you're looking or hunting for a treasure, you don't let no one or anything stop you from receiving your treasure. When God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, in Exodus 19, chapter the 5th verse, God tells them, he said, that I'm going to make you a peculiar treasure. How many know Peter said we are peculiar people? Amen. We are a peculiar people. He said, I'm going to make you a peculiar treasure. But there are conditions that we have to meet to be part of this peculiar treasure. If you read about it in Exodus 19:5, he said, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant. Right? God said, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, I'll make you a peculiar people above all the people that are in the earth. So treasures is something that God looks for. And the treasure is something that God expects us also to have. Because didn't not Jesus say, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also? Amen. But salvation as a treasure says, I heard him say that nobody can stop me from loving and following my God. Nobody can stop me from believing in God. A treasure is this. Jesus gave a parable, and he said a man found a treasure in a field, and he hid the treasure, and we went and sold all that he had. And he went back to buy the field. It wasn't for the field, but he wanted the treasure. Salvation for us to be so important, hallelujah, yeah, that whatever we have to give up to get it, there shouldn't be any limitations. Whatever sacrifices we have to make to get that treasure, there should not be any limitations. Jesus said, if any man love mother, father, husband, wife, sister, brother, he said, if even them own selves more than me, they're not worthy of me. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So salvation has to be so important that nobody can stop you from following God. No circumstances should be able to cause a roadblock or hurling your salvation. Because salvation is so important. The scripture says it's time for us as people of God to buy the truth. About two individuals. The one was rich and the one was poor. And I don't, for the sake of time, I just want to drop down to a little further. And it, where it says, in verse 22, it says, and it came to pass that they both died. Amen. The rich man died and the poor man died. And in verse 23, he said, and in, if Jesus said he lifted up his eyes in hell, guess what? There is a hell. I don't care what people say, there ain't no hell. Hallelujah. hallelujah. If Jesus said, I believe it, and I heard somebody say, that settles it for me.
Amen.
So there is the hell. Somebody said, I don't believe it. Don't wait until you have to have a flashback in eternity. Hallelujah. Actually, before I go a little further than this, about 3 years ago, we were preparing for a Wednesday night service. And we had an individual that had passed from time to eternity. And we had a whole message prepared. And in the middle of the message, just like he said, somebody tapped him on the shoulder. This individual that had died spoke to me from eternity. I was like, I was looking around like, where is this voice coming from? We were getting ready to start a Bible study. And the person said, Pastor Camp, warn the people. Because I don't want them to come to this place of torment. And I was astounded. You know, only one knows where we go is God, right? Only one that knows what we're going to make in heaven or hell is God. But this person spoke. And they said, warn the people. I don't want them to come to this place of torment. It amazed me. Amen. And then after they finished speaking, the Lord just laid all the Egyptians in line. So I knew it was from God.
Amen.
Hell is real. Don't think you can live like anything on earth and make it to heaven. Hell is real. Alright? I just want to add that because it's time to warn people. You can't live anyway and go to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. So he says in verse 23, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Amen. And seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus. Now this Abraham is symbolic of paradise. Alright, because he's dealing with the Jews. So Abraham is symbolic of paradise. And he said, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in. Now, hell is the waiting place till we go to judgment scene. Hell is just the waiting place. Amen. Because if you read about it in Revelation, it says, death, hell, and the grave delivered up the bodies, and they stood before God.
Yeah.
I'm sure no one. Amen? Verse 25 says, but Abraham says, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and Lazarus evil things. But now he is. Hallelujah. I want to go to a place where the wicked, glory, can see from trouble, and the weary can be at rest. He said, then he is comforted. Then he said, I pray thee then, well, verse, I'm sorry, and besides all this, he said, there is a
great God.
That's a great expansion. You know, somebody said, how can they see this? Because they're not in the physical world, they're in the spirit world. So in the spirit world, you'll be able to see stuff that you cannot see in the natural world. So in the spirit world, he's in paradise, and the other one is in hell. But the individual in hell is thinking, I'm tormented for the rest of my life. I messed up. I see where you are, and I want some help from you. Abraham said, it's too late now. You had your chance. You had your opportunity. He said, a great gulf. There's a great expansion. There's a great vastness between us. And just for you all that say, well, where is heaven and where is hell? Remember when Jesus died, the Bible said he went down to hell and he preached for 3 days and 3 nights to the spirits that were in prison. Hallelujah. But then it said,
he said, but if you can just send them back so they can warn my brother.
rock stories too, but anybody ever had one of those things where you have your whole life flash by in a moment's time and something bad's about to happen? Mm-hmm. I don't think that happened to me. I heard about it for years. But I thought we were being ready to be shot and what by it. I had my whole life in a moment's time flash by. Mm-hmm. Everything, I was like, whoa. Until it happened, you don't know what happens. But when it happened, it was real. Anybody ever had some of those life-threatening things when your whole life is, you know? Listen, it didn't take a whole long time. All in a split second, shh. I was like, wow, that was my whole life. It never been a time. Flash by. Right? You know, the doctors and scientists believe that that's the way that the body or the brain tries to cope with trauma. It tries to divert your attention from what's going on. So you have a flashback. Your whole life, good, bad, good, and indifferent, evil, all flashing by in a. It happened so fast, I couldn't believe it. But then when the situation was over, I don't think I ever talked to my mom or anybody else about it. I was shocked. I was like, that stuff is for real. It's for real. When you're in a life-death situation, your whole life goes by. In a moment. Because all I did was the guy came in and I turned, and by the time I turned, my whole life, that fast had gone by. I'm so glad God is a merciful God.
Yes.
And God gave me another chance, because at that time, and he's having a flashback. Where he is, he's in eternity. And he's remembering those that were living like he was living. He said, go back and warn them. Amen. Verse 29 said, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father, this is a serious issue. They're not going to believe people. Only way they're going to believe is somebody came back from the dead. He said, I know my brothers. I was with them. And we said, hey, unless I can see it with my eye, I won't believe it. Amen. How many know God said, in order for you to see it, you got to believe it. God works the reverse of the devil in the world. The world says you got to see to believe. God says you got to believe.
You have to live right. Hallelujah. You can doubt it all you want. You can say, I don't believe it all you want. But it is real. When you stand before that great white throne of judgment, the Bible says, and the books will be opened. How many know that's real? He said, the books will be opened. Hallelujah. And there will be two books. There will be one book that's the book that has life. Hallelujah. Then the other book will be what you've done in your life. And then when God, hallelujah, began, Lord, thank you. I said when God begins to read your book, hallelujah, when he looks back and said, oh, on such and such a day and such and such a time, you did this. And God said, I was trying to reach you. I was trying to stop you. But you gave me a death ear. And you might say, God, I didn't really mean that. God said, well, I reached out to you time and time again because the Bible said the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching them to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we ought to live soberly and righteously in this world. God said, I sent somebody away. I sent somebody away.
thee. I am the Lord thy God. I speak once, I speak twice. I've been dealing with many of you in dreams and visions, but you have not changed. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord, and I shall make your sins white as snow. Refuse to stay in thy stubbornness. Refuse to keep thy heart hard. It's time for my people to surrender to me, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. God is the God of us. More than anyone. Okay, how many people can they love? And as I was preparing the message, you know, actually speaking from eternity, a flashback from eternity.
Thank you, Lord.
I've dealt with people, you know, and people that have addictions say, I can't live without it. But then those same people in addictions, whatever the addiction might be, if they in a place that they can't get the addiction for years, they can live without it. But then when they get out, they go back to the, well, by the time they go back, you were without it for years. Because that's the master prayer. Praying for your soul. Hell is real as real. You can fool me, you can fool one another, but you will never fool God. Never fool God. The Bible said that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. God is a God of his word. So somebody said, I keep messing up, ain't nothing happening. The goodness of the Lord is intended to lead us to repentance. God is speaking. And if we were to judge our own life right now, what would God say to you? I'm not talking about tomorrow. What would God say to you right now? Would God say, I'm well pleased, you're honest, you're truthful, you're living a godly life, you are one of my special treasures, you're one of my representatives? Or would God say, you got so much wrong. You need to get it. Salvation is an individual thing. The scripture says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. All my life, I've always wanted to go to heaven. As a little kid, I don't know, at 4 years old, we were in church, we always heard about heaven. I never wanted to go to hell. But I remember as a child, I allowed my friends to make me question whether we can really live like we were and go to heaven. And they said, oh, don't worry about that. But you know what I like about God? Is God used to deal with me in my dreams. You know, that's the thing is, you can't control your dreams. Now I'm saying that because God's been dealing with some people in their dreams. But you continue to do what you've been doing in spite of it. God is trying to reach us. God is trying to save you. God is trying to heal you. But only you can make the choice. And then, so I gave you that one example, right? Then we say, some people say, well, I can't live without him and I can't live without her. You can live without him or her if they're causing you to do it against God. If they're causing you to go against God, you can do it without him and without her. Because you say, if you love them more, you're not worthy. If you love them more, you're not worthy. And then I've heard some people say, I got to have him, I got to have her. And then when they pass, you just move to the next person. The devil plays in the playground of my mind, making us think we got to have something that we don't have to have. If you have God, the Bible says, if you have God, you have more than enough. Diverted our focus, and we're focusing more on everything else, and we keep forgetting about God. Can we be real with God? I'm not trying to scare anyone or anything, but can you be real with God? The Bible says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we do what? We restrain men. If you know it's not well between you and God, don't leave this church today. Don't leave church today if you know it's not well. is all about what pleases God as the elders and the ministers come forward, all the workers, and all the callers.